F. Palace, southwest of Road 395, south of Watergate Circle, being Lot 34, Section 5, within Bayview Estates Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
State your full name and address.
Yeah, Edward F. Palace, and it's 3884 Bayview East, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right, fine. You may.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, and Happy New Year, members of the board. My name is Robert Witzel. I'm here on behalf of Edward and Barbara Palace for admittedly an after-the-fact 15-foot variance application from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement. This is a matter to correct a pre-existing condition, which after my intensive interview with my client, I'm convinced, and you will be too, that this was not a matter of my client's knowingly committed error. In 1991, Barbara and Edward Palace bought a very nice residence. You may see the pictures in the rear of the package that I've presented to you from the listing agreement at 34 Watergate Circle. This was basically a house residence without a garage. In 1997, Mrs. Palace hired Charles Hickman, a contractor, to perform planning and construction of a very nice garage addition together with a room that is, if you look at that listing agreement, there is a connecting room. It's not a breezeway, but it's a connection, one room, and garage. Apparently, Mr. Hickman believed that the necessary setback was, at that time, they thought this was a rear yard area, and he took the precautions of building this building exactly within a couple of inches, 30 feet from the edge of the pavement, where he believed, pursuant to his information, the boundary line lay. Prior to commencing construction in that location, he came to the Sussex County Building Permit Office, acquired a building permit, and they took the precautions of going to the Homeowners Association, the Bayview Estates Property Owners Association Architectural Review Committee, to submit plans and surveys and get their approval, which was granted to them. Unbeknownst to them, when the structure was built, it was built approximately 30 feet inside the 30-foot then rear yard setback. Mr. Lank, since that time, has determined that this is a side yard. And so we are coming before you tonight for a 15-foot variance from a 15-foot side yard setback requirement. Nevertheless, the building encroaches approximately 7 feet over the building line as determined by the survey. We have gone to the extent, and we have spent several months in negotiations with the Bayview East Homeowners Association to acquire a permanent easement for that encroachment into the common areas of the subdivision. And a copy of that easement is attached to the documentation which I have provided to you. They've executed that, approved it. The only condition on that easement is that if 50 or more percent of the structure is damaged by fire or storm, whatever conditions, that the structure may not be rebuilt within the property area of the Homeowners Association. The survey which I have attached shows the area of easement, and it clearly shows that the 15-foot variance is a necessity. We've provided to you two letters from adjacent property owners. They are not as articulate as I'd like them to be, but they certainly state that they approve of the condition of the palace's property, and they don't see any reason to change anything related to the property. I obviously was not in direct communication with those people, but I think if you look at those letters, the intent of their communication to you is to tell you that they don't oppose what is being presented this evening. It wasn't until the spring of 2006, after the structure was created, the palace Collises had lived in there for approximately 6 years. Sorry, 15 years.
I'll turn.
And 9 years after the garage was constructed, they put their premises on sale, and the purchaser's surveyor discovered the encroachment.
Actually, it was my surveyor.
Your survey. You hired the survey.
The realtors noticed that they thought something was wrong with the where everything was sitting. And they told me that what I needed to do was get a new surveyor to come in, take a look at this, and see what was right or wrong about it. When that occurred, Lawrence Long was the surveyor. And, of course, when he came back, he said, told us that we were over the line.
For the record, that was Edward Pallas, the owner. Thank you, Mr. Pallas. They were unaware of this encroachment issue for the entire period. Before that, the sale obviously was delayed and eventually fell through. At that point, he contacted me, and I began negotiations with the Homeowners Association. We had originally intended to acquire a fee simple title for the area of encroachment. That would have been the cleanest thing to do. But as Mr. Burrell will tell you, when you deal with the Homeowners Association and there's common areas and restrictive covenants, we would have had to have 100% of the homeowners approve a fee simple sale of that encroachment area to us. We all determined that the most practical course of action to take would be to acquire an easement, which was granted to us. In addition to the easement, the board of directors of the association passed a resolution, which I've included in the documentation, which not only grants the easement to the Pallases, but it approves a variance from the Homeowners Association restrictive covenants requirements of a side yard setback area. And it recognizes and communicates to you in that resolution that the association has no opposition to this application. Just to quickly cover the bases of your requirements for the granting of a variance, this is a cul-de-sac lot. As you can see from the survey, it is uniquely irregular in shape. It is relatively narrow in width. Possibly, if the Pallases had known of this issue with the setback, they could have constructed a garage in the rear area, but I'm not a surveyor. I'm not going to make that representation that it couldn't be done. It would have been a rather difficult planning issue if they had known about this from the beginning. In other words, I think that if we had come to you at the outset and asked for a variance, we might have had good reason to do so at that time. The encroachment was without knowledge of my clients. Mr. Pallas, I'm going to ask you right now a couple of questions, if I may. Did you rely entirely on Mr. Hickman, Charles Hickman, to acquire building permits at the time that the garage was constructed?
Yeah, I was living up in D.C. at the time, and I was my wife and I would come down on weekends and live in the house is what we were doing. And we decided that we wanted to put on this addition to the house because we would be moving into it before long. And basically, we went and looked for a builder and contacted the builder, and we were expecting that he would have the knowledge of the laws of Sussex County and be able to do things in a proper fashion. Now,
did he take control of the permitting process?
He took control of it.
Were you aware of the fact that he came to the Sussex County Building Permit Office and acquired a building permit?
My memory of it is not wonderful, but as I know today, he did do all those things. I remember that he, in fact, did contact the Homeowners Association directly, and that the Homeowners Association did come. And he told me this before he passed away.
Did you ever have occasion to look at a survey and question the location of your garage structure either before or after it was created?
The first time that I had any knowledge of this problem was at the time that the realtors that had listed the property came to me and said, "Ed, we got a problem." And at that point, I was aware of it, not before.
Did you rely on Mr. Hickman in good faith in what he did? Did you ever have any questions or doubts about his steps in acquiring the permits?
The only time that I had a problem with Mr. Hickman was after everything had been, after they had gotten the permits and after the construction had started. And then I had lots of problems. And in fact, the garage took over a year to build.
The structural building problems, not placement problems.
Getting him to show up and all the other difficulties that relate to that.
Thank you. Is it fair?
Mr. Hickman is no longer with us. He died about a month and a half ago.
Is it fair to say that if this grant variance were not granted, the majority of the garage structure would have to be demolished?
Yeah, it's right there.
Can you estimate the value of the garage? What did you pay back in 1997 for the structure?
I think I paid somewhere around $27,000, $30,000 for the room and the garage.
Finally, gentlemen, I think it's fair to say that based on the representations of the two property owners who are adjacent to that property, one is across the street and one is adjacent to you.
One shares the it's actually, Bayview East is a long street with a cul-de-sac or a dead end, basically, at the end. Bud Cutsale is the neighbor who lives directly across the street from me. And the other one lives on the other cul-de-sac. And since I'm the corner of two cul-de-sacs, the other neighbor lives there. So they're on both sides of me.
I presume we'll find out in a minute if there are any other persons in opposition. But have you spoken with anyone who is in opposition to this application?
No, the people that I've spoke to, other than these folks, have expressed to me that they had a desire to let me have the property or let me buy the property. And they did not like the idea that it was done the way it was by Bayview Estates. And they told me that we have difficulties tonight to come back to them because they will give every bit of support they possibly can. And that's four or five people that live right around close by.
This is the smallest possible variance that would give you relief from the problem, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, sir. We would ask that you consider all of these issues and grant the variance this evening. And we thank you for your cooperation and attention. If you have any questions, we're ready to answer them.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, for the board's consideration, the Watergate Circle on their map, you'll see on the north side there from parcel 139 that you've granted a variance back in 2003, a rear yard variance, and then in 94, you, on the northeast side, you granted another rear yard variance.
Thank you, Mr. Rickman.
For the record. Mr. McGee, any further questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? I didn't quite understand everything that he said.
Another variance was granted.
Another variance had been
but,
granted.
But not on that property.
Yeah, not on yours.
That's correct. Okay.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition?
Mrs. Palace, she's in the back.
She's in favor. Is anyone here in opposition to this application?
Okay, tell them.
Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll do it next time.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9717. Several facts that made me consider that is an easement has been granted. No other properties are affected and didn't hear any opposition. And it's been there, I believe he said, for 9 years. So I move that we approve.
That was a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9717. All those in favor of the motion, can use a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.